Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Mandatory minicamp today. Starts at 2 o'clock. Mandatory is what it is. You got to be there. If not, you get a financial penalty coming your way. We don't anticipate any of that. And joining us now to talk about their very subject. Joins us every Tuesday from the USA Today. It's Ravens Wire. Bobby Eddie Vittis, Rado Nolan McGraw. Let's welcome in Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Feeling good. Mandatory minicamp. It's another step closer to the regular season. OTA is over, and you're right. Yeah, now you got to be there. We'll see if anybody doesn't show up, although I'd be a little shocked if that were the case, especially considering most of the guys showed up to the voluntary stuff. So I'm not really sure if you don't want to show up to the mandatory stuff, you probably wouldn't show up to the voluntary stuff.
Now, I'm looking, trying to think, and usually that's a very complicated process for my beer-fried brain. Drama-free training camp. Last year, or just issue-free last year, the offensive line, as Vinny and I were talking about 2 years ago, going into, or minicamp rather, Lamar had settled the contract dispute. The year before that, going into the season, contract dispute. In recent vintage, is this about as calm as a minicamp could possibly be? Knock on wood for injuries, obviously, but there doesn't appear to be any issues with this ball club and even limited open opportunities for starters here.
Yeah, I think so. And I was going to say that, you hit the nail on the head there, where it's like, yeah, the starter positions that you're looking at, it's really on offense, left guard. Andrew Voorhees, Ben Cleveland. It feels like the Ravens have pretty much telegraphed that Daniel Falele is going to be their right guard. There's, I guess, still an opportunity for another player to win that job, but I'd assume week one he's going to be that guy. So left guard on the offense. Offensively, I guess it's more just depth opportunities for guys. And yeah, you're right, where, again, I'm not expecting anybody to hold out or hold in during minicamp or training camp this year. The Ravens do have extension opportunities with guys, but I don't think that anyone's particularly unhappy with their situation. Guys are going to try to perform well in contract years. I don't feel like we're going to have to go through, I think, what J.K. Dobbins held in a couple of years ago. There was a Lamar thing that you mentioned a couple of years ago as well, but I think for now the Ravens are pretty set. And you kind of look around the division and you see the Browns having their quarterback situation, the Bengals with Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart, and then the Steelers navigating through Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you look at Baltimore, just calm, cool, and collected and drama-free right now, which is really nice.
Kevin, who do you think has more pressure on him starting today, Monken or Orr?
Well, that's a good question. I'll probably say it's Monken for now, just because I think that year three for him, trying to utilize everybody and just continuing to ascend the offense, where I think with Zach Orr, there is a little more leeway with him right now, just because it's year two for him. And we saw the defense perform better in the second half of the season. I would say first half pressure, I might say it's Zach Orr because of the fact that they have a lot of tough offenses in the first 6 weeks, and we know how the defense started out last season. So I think the goal for Zach Orr is to have the defense start off quicker than we saw last season. So I think that if you're talking about first half of the season, I would probably say Zach Orr has more pressure on him. But if we're talking about overall, I think that it's for Todd Monken to be able to get the offense to perform, I guess, at a more consistent level, where we know the offense is really good. We know the offense had top five, top two, top one statistical categories last season, but we did see in moments them falter. So I would put it on Todd Monken, but you could make a case for Zach Orr. I wouldn't be mad if that was the answer.
All right, tomorrow, 4:30, who's Harb's bragging about?
Him coming back from the injury, him finding his footing, Keaton talking about how he hit 22.4 miles an hour, how he's feeling good. Look, we know he's not going to be the starter. We know Derrick Henry's there. We know Justice Hill is going to have his role too. But I just feel like with that three-headed monster potential, I have a lot of hope with Keaton Mitchell being that piece. And then flipping over to defense, I've been all aboard the Tavius Robinson train here. I think he's my pick for Ravens breakout player of the year. We heard what Chuck Smith had to say about him during OTAs. And I think that for a guy like Tavius, who we saw like showed flashes throughout the season, had a really great divisional round game against Buffalo in that loss. He's a great run defender, and adding more to his arsenal as a pass rusher. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if John Harbaugh echoed what Chuck Smith had to say. Chuck Smith called him a centerpiece on that defense, and that was something even I wasn't expecting Chuck Smith to call Tavius Robinson. But I think Tavius is going to have a really good season, and I'm excited to see what he does.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What do you think is going to happen at the inside linebacker position?
My gut feeling is that, you know, with what they have, Trenton Simpson will probably win the job. I'm not saying there's a chance Teddy Buchanan wins that job. I think that is the case. But, yeah, I think the thing that people sometimes, at least from the conversations I've seen on social media and just on social channels, I think people are assuming, oh, hey, the Ravens have to play two inside linebackers the whole time this season. It's not the case whatsoever. They don't have to play two inside linebackers on the field. You can go heavy DB packages. You can go dime. You're not married to that. He was in Baltimore next to Roquan during that 2023 season. Sure, you didn't want to take those two off the field a lot of the time because PQ was playing well for them, and he was your best option there, at least one of them. But I think that, again, you kind of had to throw together an interesting combination of guys last season with Malik Harrison and Chris Board and, again, Kristen Welch there too. But I think for Trenton Simpson, him coming in and winning that job, it would take a lot of pressure off Roquan. I think some of the struggles we saw from Roquan at the beginning of the season last year was because of the fact that he was relied upon to do so much and to a stretch pretty thin. So I think it's a really big opportunity for Trenton. I mean, if not now, then when, I think, for Trenton. So I think that Teddy Buchanan has an opportunity, but my prediction is that Trenton Simpson will win that job.
Do you think that Eric needs to add anything before we get to camp?
I'd still like them to add a veteran safety, you know, especially with kind of what we saw over at OTAs and, you know, what we heard about Chidobe Awuzie and Bo Bray. Now, Harbaugh mentioned that those are just minor ankle injuries, and, you know, that's good. Hopefully those two guys can come back by the time minicamp is over, or if not, by the time training camp rolls around. But I just think having the insurance policy for Ardarius, and, you know, you don't want to be in the spot that you were last season where your depth gets stretched so thin. And for them last year, it was obviously due to poor performance, but that can also be a factor due to injuries. And so I think that, again, it doesn't have to be a Justin Simmons or a Julian Blackman or one of those guys, but I just think having the option there, the roster is pretty much set, right? I don't really think there are many additions that they need to make right now. They added John Jenkins. They got their run-stuffing D linemen. Unless a bunch of injuries strike at a certain position, and knock on wood, that does not happen, I think you're set, but I think a veteran safety would not hurt them at all.
He is Kevin Allstreicher, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Check it out. What's going on the website today as minicamp starts. And then, you know, get that long break. I feel a lot of 6-week time there with stories, Kevin. So what are we doing?
Yeah, a lot of stories over that break. Just, you know, figuring out who's performing well and who's not at minicamp over this week. And then for that break, you know, mentioning players the Ravens could potentially sign, training camp battles to watch. Maybe there'll be an extension or two we can talk about before camp starts. So plenty of potential still, because we know the NFL is it's a year-round thing, and the Ravens, they're always making moves and always staying busy.
Kevin, appreciate it as always. Have fun this week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Kev.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.